Steffen says the district has fulfilled its legislative duties, including oversight of a special sales tax that helped finance renovations. The Republican lawmaker worked for the Packers back when the district was formed more than 20 years ago.
And there was no one within that organization or in the public who was anticipating this entity existing this long.
He says his plan would simplify the financial relationship between the city and the Green Bay Packers and eliminate administrative costs that go toward operating the district. His plan would decommission the district next fall and see $600 refunds sent to all Brown County homeowners. He's currently seeking feedback from residents. Megan Hart, Wisconsin Public Radio.